Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from Seattle to Europe, including nonstop flights to Frankfurt, Germany, year-round. Also, from June through October, Condor will be offering nonstop flights to Munich. More information at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
This Northwest weather lately might not make it feel this way, but it's almost time to start planning summer vacation. A good place for that? Just to the north in British Columbia. You're listening to KNKX, and in this encore presentation of Going Places, our travel expert Matthew Brumley offers a few suggestions, whether you have a couple weeks to burn or just a long weekend. He talked to 88.5's Ed Ronco.
What kind of options are available to me?
Well, they're endless, Ed, but one of the ones that I like the most is to, from Seattle, head up to Victoria, maybe spend a couple days up there, and then take the ferry over to Vancouver. And I mean, Vancouver is a world-class city, right? It's always ranked as one of the top in the world. So great restaurants, Granville Island, hit some markets. And then from there, if you have time, continue up north towards Kamloops. Now you're making your way towards the Canadian Rockies.
Okay, so we're still in BC.
Still in BC the whole time, and you're heading up to Kamloops. And the first stop I would make after Kamloops, maybe spend the night there, is head up to Jasper. Okay. And Jasper is one of the great national parks in the Canadian Rockies, and that's definitely worth a couple days. And then from there, you could drive south through some of the most stunning scenery in North America to places like Banff and Lake Louise. Oh my Lord, these are just stunning places.
This is all right on the BC-Alberta border. It's which kind of runs the ridge of the mountains there, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, just think about BC. It has the largest temperate, intact forest, coastal forest on the planet, and it runs through some kind of arid desert-like areas like the Okanagan, and then finally it butts up against Alberta and the Canadian Rockies. So British Columbia has it all.
How do I come back? Because it's going to take me a lot of time to get back to Seattle. It would be nice to see new things along the way. Is there a loop I can make?
Well, some people I know have actually taken a slow drive up north, spent a lot of time in the Canadian Rockies, like Banff, set up kind of a base camp there, and then head, to Calgary and fly home. It's not that expensive of a flight. So you could actually just rent a car, or you could actually take the train from Vancouver and bring it and take it all the way up to the Canadian Rockies and then get a little rental car for a few days and then fly home from Calgary. So if you don't have a lot of time, that would be probably the best way to go. But Ed, if you have more time, why not head south to Montana, to Glacier National Park, and spend a couple nights in that stunning area.
It's an incredible place.
One thing we forgot to mention is if you're up in Calgary and you're heading south back to the United States, and if you're a wine lover, why not the Okanagan Valley? I mean, that's one of the most up-and-coming wine areas in North America, and they have some award-winning wines there, some great estates. So, wine lovers, head south to Okanagan Valley. Nature lovers, head to Glacier National Park in Montana, and then hang a big right and make your way back to Seattle.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can learn more about traveling through Western Canada on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we dig big clams. 88.5 KNKX. Dig it on knkx.org and NPR1.